I want to think with us this morning about our first reading from Isaiah, because as we hear this reading read, what strikes me about it is that it actually shows us the shape of the Mass. To be the church is to be called out from the world. The word for church in Greek is the word ecclesia. Ecclesia comes from two words, ek kaleo, and kaleo is the Greek word for called. And when you put the ek on the front of the kal, it means to be called out from. So what does it mean to be the church? To be the church means to be called out from the world. And indeed, this is one of the most beautiful things about the nature of liturgy, that when we come to Mass, be it on a morning like this, where there's just a handful of us, or be it when there might be 600, or if you've ever had the opportunity to be at St. Peter's Square when there are 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, the point is this, that everyone who is at Mass has come from somewhere. They've come from the world. They've been called out to form the church. And the other thing that's so beautiful about this idea of being the church is we come from all nationalities. We come from all socioeconomic conditions and backgrounds. We come from our own personal stories. And one of the things I loved about the gospel was how Jesus says so clearly and so caringly, "Do not fear." And then he goes on to ask, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's consent." And then this idea that he emphasizes that even the hairs of our head are numbered. For me, that's not hard for the Lord to do. But the point is this, as all of us come from the world into the church, we all bring our own personal stories. We all have those things that we are wrestling with, those things that we are thankful for, those things that we hold deep in our heart. And so we're called out of the world to be the church, ecclesia. That's exactly what happened to Isaiah in our first reading, that he's called out of the world and he's called into the temple. But it's interesting that this reading begins with the following verse, in the year that King Uzziah died. That was the year 742 BC. And Isaiah's prophetic ministry begins at the time of Uzziah's death. He would live for a number of generations to see the fall of the northern kingdom of Israel in the year 721 AD. And it's believed that this Isaiah was martyred under a terrible king of Judah by the name of Manasseh. And so he comes out of the world where there is great turmoil, great upheaval. The king is dead. And what's so beautiful is that even though the king of Judah is dead, the King of Kings is very much alive. And this is where we see in this passage the shape of the Mass. "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet, and with two they flew." This is like the liturgy of the word. Because you see, what do we have in the 73 books of the Bible? We have heaven opened for us. We have a perspective on reality that we cannot see in the world. And so every time we come to Mass, the Lord is lifted up when his holy word is lifted up. And as we come to see with clarity what Isaiah was able to see, we recognize that we are indeed in the presence of the holy God. And we live in the presence of a holy God, even though we also live in a profane world. But that's why we need to be the church, because we need to recognize that repeatedly you are called out of the profanity of the world into the holiness of God, so that we can then move from the liturgy of the word to the liturgy of the Eucharist. And what happens in our reading? Well, listen to the next words. And one called to the other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And when we think about that in the Mass, what happens after we sing the Sanctus? We move right away into the prayer of consecration. And what happens as we come there? Well, we see the Lord lifted up in his body and in his blood. And we are being given this reality of heaven touching earth. And with that, we join in the praise of heaven. Isaiah then says, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And here's the amazing thing. The seraphs take the coal that is used to burn the incense, and that coal touches the prophet's lips. We are so blessed that when we come forward, the priest doesn't give you a hot coal to touch your lips. No. We are given Jesus, the Holy One. He touches our lips, and then he comes to indwell our bodies and our souls. And as the seraph says, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt is departed from you and your sin is blotted out." Well, if charcoal can do that, how much more the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus? But this does bring us to another point. Because we live in a profane world, we are all men and women of unclean lips. And as we continue through the course of this world, we will continually need the sanctifying, purifying grace that this sacrament and the sacrament of reconciliation offer to us. But as that happens, we will so be inspired that we will hear what the Lord says to Isaiah at the end of that passage and realize that this is what happens at the end of every Mass. How does the passage end? "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for me?' And I said, 'Here I am. Send me.'" To go where? Back out into the world. Back out into that environment that is filled with profanity. Out into that environment that is filled with godlessness. So that more and more will realize this just ain't cutting it. And there will be those, not everyone for sure, but some, who will be captured by something of who we are as people. That there is something different about us. Because this is the beautiful thing about being the church. We are called out of the world to come here so that we go back out into the world so that we bring more people in here. Because the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, is to be a community where we are asked, "Will you come? Will you join us? Will you respond to Isaiah's vision?" The Mass is the source and summit of our lives. There is nothing we do in this world that is more important than the Mass. Nothing. Because it is the Mass that grounds us. It is the Mass that gives us the perspective to live orientated and holy lives in a world like this.